It's only March, but our movie critic is ready to name one of the best films of the year. The French film, A Prophet, has been the talk of the international film world since it won the Grand Jury Prize at Cannes last year. Here's Kenneth Turan's review.
A Prophet is part prison movie, part crime story, part intense personal drama. It's also an answered prayer if you believe that using modern touches to bring new life to old-fashioned movies makes for the most compelling kind of cinema. The film's protagonist is a rootless young Arab named Malik, who arrives at a French prison at age 19 to begin doing a six-year stretch. Friendless, barely literate, and highly vulnerable in the savage, balkanized prison environment, Malik gains our sympathy because of the open, vulnerable demeanor of young actor Tahar Rahim.
Vous avez quelqu'un dehors?
Non, chef.
Vous avez personne pour vous envoyer de l'argent?
Non, chef.
Et ici, à l'intérieur, vous connaissez du monde, amis, ennemis?
Personne, chef.
If Malik is at the bottom of the prison pyramid, a veteran Corsican gangster named Cesar is at the very top. This is a brutally violent, terrifying man with the dead eyes and quick strike instincts of a cobra. The story of A Prophet is the violent tale of what happens to Malik during his 6 years inside as he navigates the equivalent of a postgraduate course in criminal behavior.
Si tu bouffes, c'est à cause de moi. Si tu rêves, si tu penses, si tu vis, c'est à cause de moi.
Director Jacques Audiard has a gift for emotionally powerful storytelling, so A Prophet catches us up completely in Malik's quest to come into his own. To borrow a marketing phrase from another, very different film, A Prophet really is the movie that reminds you why you love the movies, especially movies like this one.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times, and we review more movies at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.